Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. I'm Jay Fitter. This show airs live on Thursdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We will have another day at some point in the future. We can do and schedule permits. But this is an educational show, not designed to take place psychotherapy. Got to preface all those things with that first. A little bit about me real quick. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice for a little over 20 years, and have a practice in Southern California. If you want to call the show, have any questions or like to give some feedback, comments, you can contact us at 855-279-3758. That's 855-279-3758. I want to talk today a little bit about communication with your partner. Sometimes that seems like a pretty easy thing to do. Most of us we communicate all day long and feel like, well, this is what's the big deal, Jay? What do we got to talk about communication with our partner for? One of the things I see, probably the most common thing I see with couples in counseling, has to do with communication problems. And one of the biggest parts of that is the idea that what we say isn't what the other person hears. Maybe as I'm saying that now, a lot of you can go, ah, okay, that's why she started getting all upset when I said that last night. Or that's why he left the room when I talked about this. We think, we assume that what we're trying to express, what we're trying to say to our husband, our wife, or partner, is something, a specific idea, and yet what they hear is something totally different. And what they react to is what they hear, not what you said. And then their reaction, maybe it's anger, frustration, laughter, leave the room or something, and then we're left with, what the heck just happened? Why did they respond that way? And then we sometimes react to their frustration or anger, and we become angry, and then it just escalates, and there's one thing on top of the other, and it turns into a major conflict, when in reality, it was just an issue of miscommunication. Example, you might have spouse come home from work and say, ah, I'm exhausted. It was a really tough day today. And the other person say, oh, so now you can't do what I wanted you to take care of today after work? And the partner says, well, wait, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, I had a rough day. We misinterpret it, what they're saying. They may have been meaning, you know, I had a tough meeting with my boss, and it didn't go as well as I hoped. But what the other person heard was, hey, it's been a rough day, so don't ask me to do anything. Just let me sit on the couch and watch TV, and don't bother me. So this happens all day long. We communicate. We say things. We say, I love you. Or we don't say, I love you. Heard people say, you know, he never says he loves me anymore. You know, the husband's like, well, you know, gosh, we got married, didn't we? I told you last week, or something like that. So one of the things that we struggle with is realizing that we don't say things exactly the way we're meaning to say it, and we have this whole set of circumstances and events going on in our life that cause us to do and say things. This is not just in marriages and things like that. This is in other relationships. Sometimes we have friends and we say something and we're like, I don't know why they're so upset with me. What did I do? And they have circumstances where maybe something bad happened the night before and they thought you knew about it, but you didn't know and you said something and it really hurt their feelings. So one of the things that I always work with couples in communicating is a concept, a term called paraphrasing. And the idea is that if I say, I had a rough day today at work, And my wife says, okay, so you want me to sort of leave you alone because you had a lot going on, so I shouldn't ask you to do anything? And I can say, no, that's not what I mean. What I meant was, my boss and I had a conflict, or there were some difficult people that I was working with or something today, and it's just been kind of rough, and I just kind of wanted to let you know. I kind of wanted to get that off my chest. Has nothing to do with issues you might want to address later or things you need me to do. And my wife might say, oh, okay, great, thank you. I she understands that. So in basically paraphrasing back, what is paraphrasing? Paraphrasing is telling the other person, this is what I heard you tell me just now. But I'm using my own words. I'm not being like a tape recorder or a parrot that sort of says the exact verbatim word for word. Because if I said the exact word for word back, you'd have no idea if you knew what I was talking about. All you'd know is I had a good enough memory to repeat back the same words. So paraphrasing says the idea that I just heard you tell me. I heard you say this to me. And then I can say, yes, that's correct. And then proceed and move on, knowing we're both on the same page. Or I can say, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was this. And I can restate it. And then my partner can say, oh, okay, so you meant this. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now we're on the same page. Okay? And so often we think, well, that's just basic. That we do that all the time. But I find in all these years of working with couples with lots of issues that the majority of times, what we say is not what they hear. And by not learning how to check and find out what they're saying, we go way off in another direction. And the reality is, we didn't learn how to communicate like this. We, most often, we learn how to communicate from our parents, other people around us. They're our role models. Sometimes they did a great job and they taught us some really good things. Other times they didn't do quite so good. So to say, my gosh, here I am in my 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, and I've got to relearn how to communicate. Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's kind of like learning to walk all over again, or kind of like suddenly being dropped off in a foreign country where you've never been, have no idea about the language, and suddenly everybody's speaking this language and you don't have any idea what's being said. So it's not easy. Learning how to communicate effectively, it's like starting all over, and it's very deliberate. And it becomes one of those things where you're like, gosh, this feels so awkward. You know, but you think about in terms of like when a baby learns how to walk. Okay, a baby learns how to walk. And you know, all of you who had children or grandchildren or little brothers or sisters, and you remember when they first walked and they would grab a hold of a table and they stand up and their knees would sort of be shaking and they would just stand there for a couple seconds trying to figure out, can I take this step? And they would take a step and it'd be like, wow. You know, major thing. They might fall back down and try to pull themselves up again and take one more step. And because then all of their energy, all of their focus is on learning how to walk, learning how to take one step after the next. But now, how many of you actually think about walking? When you walk from one place to the next, you know, you're walking, you're chewing gum, you're talking, you're thinking, you're talking on your cell phone, you're texting, you're doing something. We don't even think about walking because it's second nature to us, okay? And the way we communicate now is also second nature to us, but sometimes it's not very good. And so to be able to say, okay, we have to relearn how to communicate, it's like learning how to walk all over again. And at first, it becomes very awkward. It's very like, this doesn't feel normal. It feels weird. Yeah, it does, because it's totally different. But eventually, and many a times, and I work with couples and we do this, and they'll say, this just seems so weird. And they start doing it, and they start really listening, and they start really and paraphrasing and understanding and not waiting for the other person to shut up so they can ask. They can say what they want to say, sort of like, okay, I'm just waiting for him to stop talking so I can say, get in my piece or something like that. That after a while, like, wow, this feels very normal. And we're not having these miscommunications anymore. We're not getting into conflicts over things that really there was no need to get over conflict over because we were on the same page. We just didn't realize it. So that's – and this is – you know, I talk about this, and trust me, I don't expect anyone to say, oh, great, we got this all. It's really good. But this is certainly an area that you can address, that you can talk about. This is something – I spend time talking about this actually in my book, Respect Your Children. It's a parenting book, but I have, I think the second chapter is all about communication, how to communicate effectively. And it really goes over a lot of those skills, a lot of how to communicate, some exercises, and breaks down some of those things that you can actually try and do effectively. You can check out the book. It's at you can see it on my website, familyanswerman.com. You can also online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's available as well. But it's a skill, and anybody can do it. But it takes a willingness and a desire to do it. It's a matter of, hey, if you know what, we're communicating fine, it's not an issue, then no, you don't need to change anything. But if you're finding there's constant conflict, the way we can't talk to each other anymore because of all these things, then it's probably worth putting the effort into doing. And the other, that's the verbal part of communication. Briefly, I want to talk a bit about the nonverbal part of communication. Okay, the nonverbal part, which so often we don't even consider. But the nonverbal part is actually a bigger part of communication than the verbal, than verbal communication. Verbal is only it's a small percentage, or maybe 20% of our communication. But how many times have you, you know, you're talking to someone, we'll keep it in the area of a spouse or a partner or something, okay? You're talking to them, and they're looking at you, they're listening to you, and all of a sudden you say something, and they sort of roll their eyes. And what do? You say, why are you rolling your eyes at me? Why'd you do that? They didn't say a word. That was nonverbal. But how powerful was that? How powerful was that when they rolled their eyes? Or if they put their hands on their face while you're talking to them, like, oh. But they didn't say a word. Or how about if you're talking to them and right in the middle of something that you think is very important, they open their laptop and start typing out a letter and saying, go on, I'm listening. I can hear you. I can do two things at once. I can multitask. What are you thinking when they do that? You're thinking, man, this person doesn't give a darn about what I'm saying. They're disrespecting me. They're not even paying attention. Obviously, I'm not very important to them. So this is all part of nonverbal communication. There's a lot to learn about nonverbal, and I'm going to say just basically a couple of things. One, when you're communicating something important to your spouse, to your child, very important that you give them the nonverbal message that you want to. Do you want to give them the message that you're peripherally important to me, but you're not really that important to me? Or do you want to give them the message that, hey, what you say is important, I want to hear what you say? Because if you're giving the message of, I can give you part of my attention, but not fully, chances are it ain't going to go very well. So a couple of things to consider. Your partner, your child says, I need to talk to you. Okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to close my laptop. I'm going to ignore my phone. I'm going to make eye contact with you. And I'm going to listen, and I'm going to do the very things I talked about earlier, the paraphrasing back, the listening back to what they're saying. This is just sort of a short sort of overview. These are skills that, if you're serious, can drastically improve your ability to communicate, can drastically reduce the amount of conflicts that you have in relationships because of miscommunication, because of inability to express yourself, to listen effectively. So that's my thoughts for today. You can, if you're interested in getting more information, you can like Family Answer Man on Facebook. You can check it out on Family Answer Man at Twitter, where you'll get other updates on future shows. Also on the website, familyanswerman.com, you'll be able to listen to this show, or have your spouse or partner, someone listen to this show if you think it's relevant. You can also listen to all of my old shows that are on there as well, that are archived. So feel free to follow me on Twitter, to at Family Answer Man, to friend or like on Facebook, and get more information. You can also submit your questions through those sites, and I will be happy to respond to either through these radio messages or, as time permits, respond to you directly through your on the email. Okay, thanks very much. This is Jay Fitter signing off. Have a great day.